Chapter 4. But I say that so long as the heir is a child, he is no different from a slave, though he is lord of all, but is under guardians and stewards until the day appointed by the father. So we also, when we were children, were held in bondage under the elemental principles of the world. But when the fullness of the time came, God sent out his Son, born to a woman, born under the law, that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of children. And because you are children, God sent out the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God. However, at that time, not knowing God, you were slaves to those who by nature are not gods. But now that you have come to know God, or rather to be known by God, why do you turn back again to the weak and miserable elemental principles, to which you desire to be enslaved all over again? You observe days, months, seasons, and years. I am afraid for you, that I might have wasted my labor for you. I beg you, brothers, become as I am, for I also have become as you are. You did me no wrong, but you know that in physical weakness I preached the good news to you the first time, and though my condition was a trial to you, you did not despise nor reject, but you received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. Where was the blessing you enjoyed? For I testify to you that, if possible, you would have plucked out your eyes and given them to me. So then, have I become your enemy by telling you the truth? They zealously seek you, but for no good purpose. They desire to alienate you, that you may be zealous for them. But it is always good to be zealous in a good cause, and not only when I am present with you. My children, of whom I am again in travail until Christ is formed in you, but I could wish to be present with you now, and to change my tone, for I am perplexed about you. Tell me, you that desire to be under the law, do you not listen to the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by the slave woman, and one by the free woman. However, the son by the slave woman was born according to the flesh, but the son by the free woman was born through promise. These things contain an allegory, for these are two covenants. One is from Mount Sinai, bearing children to slavery, which is Hagar. For this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and represents Jerusalem that exists now, for she is in slavery with her children. But the Jerusalem that is above is free, and she is our mother. For it is written, Rejoice, you barren who do not bear. Break forth and shout, you that do not travail. For more are the children of the desolate than of her who has a husband. Now you, brothers, as Isaac was, are children of promise. But as then, he who was born according to the flesh persecuted him who was born according to the Spirit, so also it is now. However, what does the Scripture say? Cast out the slave woman and her son, for the son of the slave woman will not inherit with the son of the free woman. So then, brothers, we are not children of a handmaid, but of the free woman.